Kevin Prufer is our next poet. Kevin Prufer is the author of 3 books of poetry, most recently Fallen from a Chariot, Carnegie Mellon, 2005. He is editor of Pleiades, a journal of new writing. His awards include 2 Pushcart Prizes, the William Rockhill Nelson Award, and the Poetry Society of America's George Bogan Award. Please welcome Kevin Prufer.
It's really kind of fun to be in St. Louis. I live in this tiny little cow town. You all know Caligula, right? He's this guy, this emperor who killed his uncle, Tiberius, and was in turn killed himself and then thrown into a garden where supposedly his ghost haunted anybody who came into the garden until they buried him properly. This is called Caligula on Death, and it begins with a quote that's entirely invented. His ghost haunted the gardens until he was given a proper burial. They put a dagger in my gut, then threw me in a cart and left me at the city's edge. I slept in a tumble of roots, hands splayed around my head, mouth agape. A weed grew between my fingers, curled around my wrists, my faceplate caved, eyes gone soft, deflated, and strange. In Capri, I thought my uncle died. He looked so calm in his bed. I kissed his head, then eased his golden ring away. He coughed. I kissed his head again, then put a pillow to his mouth. And so his body stilled. We powdered the syphilitic spots that scarred his royal face, then put him in a box and carried him away into his grave. Thus he became a god, and I became a weed near a path. First bloomed, then lost my petals to the cold, then bloomed again. Large eyes, sleep-injected lips and dry. The properly buried desire the living but cannot speak. Their mouths like caves and deep, the tongues that sleep. I have read that it is best to avoid their island. Hands that reach to touch the living's cloaks, the questions they would ask, what I wouldn't give. A bird has pecked my eyes away. There are certain things I know, having read a great deal. Tiberius, dreams of Rome. I'm often walking blindly through the snow, and it is a sin to bury the dead poorly. I sleep in a tangle of roots, my coat gone loose at the chest, my uncle in a box, his shade that skimmed the sea and found the island I shall never find. Were I to travel there, like Odysseus, I'd feed him honey and an ox's blood. I'd look into the hole that was his eye and tell him, yes, they remember you well. No one scars your coins or tilts your statues from their blocks into the sea. I'd smile, because my smile has served me well. I have another one in here. This book has all these dead people in it. My last book, you knew it ended because everybody died in the end, and then the next book begins with everybody being dead. This is called The Gladiator. I'm going to read just 3 poems. So, I don't know how to explain this except to say that the book all takes place in one spot, more or less, but at 4 different times simultaneously, if that makes any sense. So it kind of flits back and forth between the present and the past. And what's happened at the beginning is somebody has... 3 people have died in this spot at the same time, I guess is how to say it. It's called The Gladiator. When I died, when my blood feathered away and I stared blankly and sideways into the grass, when the grass ceased against my cheek, I could not help but remember the gladiator who, in falling, never groans, who, ordered to accept it, does not contract his neck for the final blow, and the hillsides grew quiet. The bombers passed, withering the trees and the city with flame. The empire fell, my empire like a blood drop into the grass. It is of little consequence to the observer if the gladiator falls forward into the dirt. He is of a mind merely to do as he is told. He will not see the emperor's thumbs. His city fell to its knees and burned, rolled on its side, but he won't think of it. Those who once cheered for him are cheering still. The airplanes flew over the hill, and I, crouched in the grass, was terrified, but did not look up, did not complain when a last bomb startled me away. Oops. This last one is the first poem in my next book. It's called What We Did With the Empire. I had sort of written all these poems about empires and thought this would be the last one. What We Did With the Empire. We rolled it into the hide-a-bed, covered it in cushions, and left it near the curb for the students. Then we buried it by the doghouse. No, the well, I said, and you counted. 1, 2, 3, until from far away the sound of a body striking water, beautiful, really, like wind through wind chimes. One time you told me it will never fit, waving the garbage bag like some kind of accusation, but I knew the tool. It hung from a nail above the workbench. So we tied a barbell to its ankles and threw it from a bridge and down to the tour boats with it, where it sank among the ducks. Sometimes it whispered in the night like a bad cold, rocking on its dismal heels beneath the hall light. Sometimes it clattered through the house, dragging its chains as if it were a ghost. When it spoke, it spoke a foreign language. Its gestures, too, I rarely understood. You said, "It's too sad." It's too sad, really. So we killed it again, and I shut it in the freezer and drove it to the dump. It had such cold hands playing over my ankles in the night, breath, too, like tiny Arctic blasts on my ears. There is nothing so lonely as an empire, detached from its people, you said, turning the page. The hour was time for bed. It sat on the rocking chair, looking sincerely at the clock until I gave it the smile I call mournful. I've been lonely too, uncared for and very sad. Sometimes the world just churns along, the people in the street passing like ghosts of themselves, the tour boats on the river gone spectral in the moth light. Moonlight, TV light. It was late and I was hungry. I couldn't remember what I'd done with the knife. Thank you.